The President Phones Home. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Cable commentators were in overdrive over the president's call to Fox and Friends, where he played his jukebox of familiar grievances, including...
Remember, we won the election, and we won it easily. You know, a lot of people...
In case
say,
you
oh,
forgot, I don't want to get into personality diagnosis, but I detected a little of Lewis Black's angry man routine.
Hey, America! What took you so long?
And I think the Steinbrenner bit from Seinfeld.
I haven't had a pimple since I was 18, and I don't care if you believe me or not.
But the most remarkable thing is how he would go on about the Russia investigation and how there's no collusion and there's corruption in the FBI.
No collusion. There's no collusion with me in the Russia.
He would barely stop to take a breath, which made it difficult for the host to ask questions because there were just none of the usual spaces you expect when you interview people. It just went from how unemployment is lower than ever and Kim Jong-un offered to nuke his nukes before I even asked to how Michael Cohen is a good guy, but he's not really a lawyer. He's a businessman who only did a tiny bit of work for me. Anyway, on this idea that Trump would fire everybody investigating the collusion that didn't happen, that's easy to prevent. Just have CNN predict he's about to do it, and he will deliberately not do it just to prove them wrong. And for those of you worried about blackmail because of this lurid dossier, remember, blackmail only works if the blackmailer has something embarrassing on the blackmailee. It doesn't work on someone who clearly isn't embarrassed by anything. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.